Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, December 6, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 63, the second full paragraph, beginning with, "We were now at step three," and ending with, "abandon ourselves utterly to Him." We are reading and commenting on one paragraph only this morning. Today's readers are Juanis N. reading the text, Jody E. reading page 164. Hillary B. is our backup reader today. C, newcomer greeters, Christina M., and announcements will be Janice P. Nope, announcements will be Betsy H. Sorry about that, guys. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, December 5th, 2024, is 21,973 or 21973. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,975 or 21975. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. Happy Friday to everyone. Rhonda R. in Memphis, Tennessee. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for the opportunity to do service today. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda R. And I will now ask Terry G. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, and thank you for your service, Stephanie. And good morning to everyone. My name is Terry G., food addict from sunny but cold Pensacola, Florida. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, our OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever unprofessional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do service. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Terry G. Appreciate it. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 63. The second full paragraph, beginning with, we were now at step 3, and ending with, abandon ourselves utterly to him. We're reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Juanice to begin reading.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Juanice N., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. We were now at step 3. Many of us said to our Maker as we understood him, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. We thought well before taking this step, making sure we were ready and that we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to him. Wow. What a paragraph to be honored to be able to share on. It's hitting me hard today. I didn't expect to be emotional, but I can't see because tears. Okay, so. God, I offer myself to thee. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over my difficulties is what will bear witness. You know, it's so amazing how this program says, you know, you can't transmit something you haven't got. And if my difficulties haven't been taken away, if I don't have this miracle, if God hasn't done this for me, you know, then what do I have to bear witness to? A theory? You know, this thing is real and it works. You know, and God has taken away my difficulty of fear of trusting him with my whole life, of being able to abandon myself utterly to him, my difficulties, my doubt and distrust and uncertainty with those things, my reservations and limitations I want to put on it, you know, not utterly, you know, not completely. Wait a minute, God, let me hold on to this little, you know, this here and that, even though it's killing me. Anything that I'm keeping that I'm not willing to give over to God is a detriment to my life. It's going to show up. It might not show up as a detriment right away, but it's coming, you know, to build with me and do with me whatever you want to do, God. I submit. I give my life to you. I place myself unreservedly under your care and direction, without the distrust, without uncertainty, without reservations, without limitations. Take it all, God, everything that I have. So that I may better do thy will. So it's telling me, you know, if I don't give these things over, you know, I just really have nothing to give if I don't walk through this process, if I don't do this work, if I don't let God mold me and shape me, if I don't, you know, let him be the you know, do with me whatever he wants to and build out of my life whatever he wants to build out of it, I really don't have anything to bear witness to. Because I'm bearing witness to God's love and God's power and what he's done in my own life personally and God's way of life. And we have to be ready. I had to be ready. I'm going to share this and I'm going to stop. When I first realized what I was doing it with this, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this, because I realized that I was going to have to truly trust God. And trust God was a scary thing to me at that time, but I'm just glad I was able to. And that's all. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Juanis, and what an amazing way to start today's meeting. So we're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day, in order that others might share their experiences too. If you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. And we really ask that you please keep your share to 3 minutes so as many people as possible can share. I'll remind you when your time is up, and please finish up promptly so that we can give others a chance to share this morning too. So if you could please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
This is Christy B.
I think I heard Christine B.
Yep, Christine D. from Oregon.
Thank you.
Diane M.C., Chicagoland.
I've got you, Diane M.C.
Rich.
Linda G. from Alabama.
I've got you, Linda G.
Thank you.
Did you get Freya?
Hello? I did it. Was that Freya?
Yes, thank you so much.
And what's your last initial, Freya? Freya, your last initial, please. Okay, we'll try to get it.
Deanna C. from California.
Was that Deanna C. from California?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, anyone else want to get in on this first round?
Nicole S.
Was that an S or an S?
S as
Kelly H.
Dawn B.
Okay, so I've got
okay. Hillary B.
Hold the boat, everyone. Hold on. I just heard Nicole S.
Kelly H, Dawn B, and there was one person after Dawn.
Hillary B, perhaps.
I've got you, Hillary. Okay. All right. We're going to pause there because this is quite a lineup. So I've got Christine B, Diane MC, Linda G, Freya, Deanna C, Nicole S, Kelly H, Dawn B, and Hillary B. So we're going to start with Christine B, followed by Diana MC. And good morning, Christine.
Where are we?
We're on page 63, the second full paragraph, beginning with, we're now at step three, ending with, abandon ourselves utterly to him. And Christine B., you ready?
I'm ready. This is Christine B., grateful recovering overeater and anorexic from Oregon. And wow, the third step prayer is such a powerful prayer for me. And, as I hear this, it makes me think of one of the things we say in program, that it's simple, but it's not easy. And I think that this prayer really solidifies, I think, what I've struggled with in my own recovery is that, giving over our will. And that word victory, when I first said it, I thought, okay, well, victory over it means, that problem goes my way, or, I get my will, and that's what victory looks like. And I think, one of my favorite sayings in the book is like the proper use of the will and prayer is to pray for, for a higher power's will to be done. And that is hard. And one of the things my sponsor tells me is whatever's happening right now is higher power's will. And some days, and in a lot of situations, it's harder to accept than others. But sometimes I think my understanding of what victory over my difficulties looks has really evolved, that it doesn't mean it goes away. It doesn't mean I get my way, but it means I have peace and serenity over what is, and I have acceptance. And, the big book and recovery talks a lot about how sometimes acceptance is really the key to a lot of a recovery, acceptance of our powerlessness, acceptance of our disease, acceptance of our limitations, and, our limitations of our own will. And, this is just a good reminder to me that, I have a 24-hour reprieve, and my recovery is based on my spiritual condition, the fitness of that. And that's something I have to work at every day, just like I work my muscles in the gym, just like I brush my teeth. It's like I got to take care of my spiritual side of myself, and when it's long and busy days, sometimes that feels less tangible than something physical, like brushing my teeth or washing my face. But that 10th and 11th step really, for me, is what keeps my spiritual fitness up, and looking at where am I, holding on to my will? Where do I need to let go and let God? And this is just a great reminder to me, to be laying down my will. And that's the proper use of prayer, to accept life on life's terms and really trust that my higher power is a good and loving God that has good intentions for me, and that victory today just looks like peace. So with that, I'll pass.
Well, perfect timing, and thank you so much, Christine B. from Oregon. Next up, we've got Diane MC, followed by Linda G. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Thank you, moderator. This is Diane MC in Chicagoland, and grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. I love this paragraph. So in it, I am making a decision, and it's a decision that I have to do every day. I make a decision and begin anew to make a commitment to go through the steps of the program. And it wasn't a one-time deal for me. It's a daily decision I have to make. I'm always caught up when I read or I say the prayer, the bondage of self. Oh, my gosh. What a way to describe my life before surrender, that slavery to myself. That was the best I could do. I just enslave myself more in my way of doing life, and it really was bondage. I'm reminded of a few years ago, I was in Akron, Ohio, and visited Dr. Bob's home, and as it turned out, a few minutes I was there, I was by myself, and there was a volunteer there, and he took me upstairs to Smitty, Dr. Bob's son's bedroom, and he said, this is where Dr. Bob would kneel with his sponsorees. And they would do the step three prayer together. And the volunteer then said, I'm just going to leave you by yourself. This is your time. And I've often found myself back there in that home on my knees, as many, many of us, not just in OA, but any other 12-step program. I mean, this is such an important prayer for us. It's one of surrender, and I try to bring that to my sponsorees when they're at that step where maybe figuratively we'll do that, or sometimes we'll do it together on our knees. You know, you don't have to be on your knees, but for me, using my body in that way, because I abused my beautiful God-created body. I abused it for so long. And here is a more life-giving, healthy way, by being on my knees, like many others before me, being on my knees, surrendered to my higher power. And that's when life began for me, when I really surrendered it all my attempts, all my vain thoughts that I could come up with another solution in the midst of OA. I was in the rooms here, still doing it my way for so long.
Diane,
so,
time.
Thank you. I'll stop there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Diane MC from Chicagoland, Illinois. Next, we've got Linda G, followed by Freya. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. And the previous two speakers, all I can say is ditto. Me away, because it reminds me how much I owe my higher power and how much he has given me and gives me. I repeat this prayer almost every day, because when I took my third step, I felt such release, so much freedom. I felt so much being lifted from my shoulders. And I felt surrender and I felt acceptance, maybe for the first time. And I've discovered as I go through program, new things come up. And there are new things I have to say this prayer over. And it helps me again and again and again. Also, I have to watch my ego, because my ego wants to take credit for a lot of things, and that's the bondage of self for me. And that's why I keep praying to be relieved of it, because my ego is not responsible for anything I've achieved. It's my higher power's work. And I am so grateful to my higher power for everything he's done and everything he's given me. And I don't want to make any mistakes about that, because I want my sponsees and people who call me and people I call to be able to see that higher power's work can be so effective, it can be so helpful, and can be theirs too. And that I'm not special. I'm just another OAer working the steps, and that they can have what I have. And I have to repeat this step. It ties in with step 11 for me. And 10, 11, and 12 are where I live. And it just makes my life so livable. to turn this over to God every day, or as I need him. He relieves me of so much that used to torture me. I just turn it over to him, and I find peace in things that used to just drive me crazy. And they don't anymore, because my higher power's in charge. It's thy will, not my will, be done.
Linda,
and I agree. Thank you. And I agree, that's about acceptance and surrender. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Linda G. from Alabama. Next, we've got Freya, followed by Deanne C. Now, Freya, if you could please give us your last initial and where you're calling from. You're up. Good morning.
Sure thing. Hi, thank you, Stephanie. My name is... from Beautiful Shares.
Freya?
Are you hearing me okay?
Now we are. If you could start over, that's great.
Okay, sorry. Freya H. in Colorado. Very grateful, recovered compulsive eater, bulimic restrictor. Thanks, everybody, for the beautiful shares. And I was introduced to this prayer. This was the first prayer that I learned when I came into OA, but I learned it totally out of context just because the meeting that I first went to, we always closed with this prayer. And so later when I discovered where it was from, it was like a familiar friend of like, oh, that's where that came from. So it's beautiful to hear everybody sharing about it. And the part I want to share on the last two lines that follow the prayer in this paragraph, one that says, you know, we thought well, making sure we were ready. And as a perfectionist, that's hard for me. You know, it's like, oh my. And I'm never actually, you know, actually going to know how to do this. I'm not like, kind of like, it's never going to be enough. And when I think about the fact that we are in chapter 5 and we've had the doctor's opinion, we've had Bill's story, we've had There's a Solution, more about alcoholism, and we agnostics, reading that is a way of thinking.
I'm so sorry, Freya, you're going in and out. We lost you.
Alcoholism about what
Freya,
it's like to have a disease.
There?
Oh, am
Freya,
I?
You're going in and out. We lost
okay,
you
I will pass. I'm sorry about that. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that, Freya H. in Colorado. Next, we've got Deanne C., followed by Nicole S. Deanne, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Deanna C., and I am in California, and I am just so grateful to be on the line today. I want to thank all the people that who have shared before me for your service, especially our kickoff speaker. That got me emotional as well. And this is often considered a season of gratitude. You know, in November, people gather on that Thursday and they talk about things that they're grateful for, and there's Giving Tuesday and all these different things that people talk about. But I want to say that I have a daily reprieve. And I am in a state of recovery and remission because I am working the 12 steps one day at a time by the grace of my God. With God's help, strength, and power, God is taking away my difficulties so that I can bear witness. And as the opening speaker said, when people look at me, it's not a theory. When they look at me and they see that 100 pounds has been released, when a family member says to me last week, you are rolling back time. And I said, by God's grace. And this, when we talk about giving and gratitude, oftentimes people ask, should I put myself on the list for needing amends? Absolutely, I put myself on that list because I abused my body for so long. Even though it helped me survive, I know why I did it, but nevertheless, I wasn't taking care of this creation that God gave me. So every day, my living amends to myself is abstinence, working the steps, and using the tools. And that bears witness to others more than anything to draw them to the God of my understanding and the God of their understanding who desires to be in relationship with them. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna C. from California. Next up, we've got, actually, before we do that, let me just remind everybody where we are, just in case you logged in a little late. We're on page 63 in the big book. We're in the second full paragraph, beginning with, we were now at step three, and ending with, abandon ourselves utterly to him. And we read that paragraph, and we're commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And also a reminder, too, for when we get another lineup, we want to make sure that we give people a chance to share. So please make sure that you don't share more than once every two or three days for 3 days. So that was pretty long-winded, sorry. So next up, we've got Nicole S., followed by Kelly H. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, this is Nicole S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Colorado. Thank you so much for your service. And I just love, you know, relieve me of the bondage of self because, you know, in my illness, I am so selfish, self-centered, and I'm in bondage to myself. And it's only God who releases me from that bondage of self. And then I also love the next part, take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. So it reminds me, God doesn't want to take my difficulties away so that I can have an easy life and so that I can have ease and comfort. And as an addict, I am seeking ease and comfort all the time. And when anything isn't easy, isn't comfortable, I kick and scream. And so it's just a good reminder for me that God is not going to remove difficulties just so that I don't have any hardships and I don't have to feel those feelings. It's for a witness to others and so that other people can see that I overcame this with God's help and it can give them hope. And, you know, in this program, I've never found any difficulty that I'm facing that I don't eventually find somebody in program who has gone through the same thing and they can share their experience, strength, and hope. And I think of, you know, for me, it's only through difficult circumstances and through challenges that God grows me and that I grow as a person. And so every time I go through a challenge, I think, why can't I just embrace this and think, yes, this is a time God's going to grow me and I'm going to have some growth here. But it still is. It's just my natural instinct to always go to kicking and screaming because I want things comfortable and I want things easy. So I really appreciate this meeting, the big book, and everybody's service. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole S. from Colorado. Next up, we've got Kelly H., followed by Dawn B. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. This is Kelly H. From North Carolina. And I am, I haven't shared in about a week and a half. So this passage is just fantastic. I am in the midst of step four now and with a plan to talk to my sponsor tomorrow and hand over all the stuff. But in reading this, it's so fresh because I am working out of a relapse and I've had to revisit terms like readiness, willingness, and all those things. And of course, there's been a tremendous amount of disappointment in my lack of abilities and understanding that this is a sickness. But when I read this paragraph, like another shared, that word readiness is critical. Am I ready? Am I ready? And the answer is, yeah, I'm ready. Another insight is that at last I abandon myself utterly to God, that this is the last resort. There is no other tries. And believe me, I've tried. I'm 53, and I think I've been trying to lose 20 pounds since I was six. And on and go. Like, there's a lot of history between that six-year-old girl and this 53-year-old woman. I'm done trying. I'm abandoned to do this with the Lord or with God. Also, I have a limited role to play here. I do my part. I pray. I invite God to do the building with me. And then he takes over. He relieves me of the bondage of self. He takes away the difficulties. And then there's an outcome that victory over them bears witness to those who need evidence of God's power, law, and the divine way of life. I get to do that because of the work, but ultimately it's the show. It's the God show. And there's many people walking around hopeless. They think it's all up to them. What's wrong with them? And they need God. And I can't thank God anymore for the creativity he has had in my life, that he would give me and allow me to struggle with this, that I would have the joy of bearing witness, and that people are looking at me and going, why is she different? What's happening? And it's that they're getting to see God, that the window is being cleared and they get a clear line of sight. So with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly H. from North Carolina. Next up, we've got Dawn B., followed by Hillary B. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. This is Dawn B. from Southern California. Oh, I love this prayer. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. So I visualize myself here just placing myself as building material into God's hands. And God is the architect. I don't have the plans of the building. I don't know what's being built. But I'm just saying, whatever your plan is, God, whatever your way is, I'm all in. I am on board. And I just put myself into your hands, God, and just do with me whatever your will is, not what my will is. I don't even know what your will is, God. But whatever that is, I accept it, I welcome it, and I say thank you. May your will be done, not mine. And then it says, relieve me of the bondage of self. So relieve is like a term that, you know, Bill W. being in the military, a soldier being relieved of duty. So it's like, stand down, Dawn. Stand down, soldier. Your services are no longer required. That hypervigilance, that's me trying to run the show, me trying to, you know, ram my head against the wall of reality to make other people in life different than it is. Stand down, soldier. Your services are no longer required. And a new power is running the show now, a new power that loves me beyond what I could ever begin to comprehend with my mind, is going to be taking over and running the show. And I'm asking for this freedom from this bondage of self. So that's like an enslavement. Me thinking I know better than God how life needs to be going and this should not be happening. That's a slavery. And I'm asking to be relieved of that slavery and released. And I am set free in this prayer that I may better. Why? Being set free to do what? So that I can do God's will better, not my will. Not be enslaved to thinking I know best, but being set free to be able to be helpful and saying to whatever your will is, God, even if it's the absolute last thing that I want, if this is your will, I accept it, I welcome it, and I say thank you. May your will be done, not mine. And it goes on to say, take away my difficulty that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. So again, a victory is a like a military term. I'm being given victory because there's a power much greater than me that is doing the fighting, doing the battling. The battle is not mine. It's God's. And I just place myself in God's arms and allow myself to be carried to victory over these things, and in so doing, I am bearing witness to God's power, God's infinite love, and God's way of life. May I do that always. Amen. That's all I have. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn B. And by the way, that was to the second. Thank you so much. Great. Next, we've got Hillary B. And please let us know where you're calling from, Hillary. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm Hillary B. from Southern California. And a ditto to everything that was just shared. And I just want to share an experience I had this morning, which was exactly what this step is telling me. My husband woke me up at 2 a.m. saying I had to take him to the doctor. I was like, what? And it turns out he passed out. And this happened once before, and it was dehydration. And I didn't know it, and I was scared to death and called an ambulance and find out he was dehydrated. So for a little while, he was drinking water. But anyway, I think that's what it is today. I don't know. The ambulance came and got him. He's in the hospital. I'm here in the parking lot inside my car. And but after the ambulance carried him away, I was so mad at him. Why would he not drink more water? I try to tell him to drink more water, like I'm in charge of him, and he doesn't listen to me, and blah, 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 and the ambulance is going to cost money, and we're having an issue with Social Security. They're kind of doing something really unfair. Anyway, that's going to cost us money. And so after he left, I gave myself permission to do my 11-step work this morning, and I did a two-way prayer, and it was God relieving me of the bondage of self. And what I got in that two-way prayer, I wish I had it with me. I'd love to read it, but the idea is, Hillary, you cannot love Dave all by yourself. Because you're a human being and you're not able to do that. And no matter how much I work the steps, I have found that to be true. I still lose my temper. I don't have patience. I don't see the other person's point of view. I don't feel compassion or empathy. I'm not proud to say that. I don't like to say that. But I see it because I'm abstinent and more is made clear. So I got to see that. I was told the only way I can have love and compassion for Dave and acceptance of his flaws and brokenness, just like my flaws and brokenness, is to bring God in and let God do that through me. That's the only way I can have compassion. And so I let go and I felt that flow in and I wasn't angry anymore. And I got to see that God's in charge. God's in charge. God's my source for financial security. God's my source for being able to love my husband and to accept him as he is. And dang it, I'll stop. I don't want to stop, but I'm going to stop. Thank you so much for timing me.
Thank you so much. It's always so awkward. Telling people it's time. But thank you so much, Hillary B. from California. And I think we're going to have time for maybe 1 to 2. Is there anyone who'd like to share? First name, last name.
Robin T. Massachusetts.
Robin T. from Massachusetts?
Yes. T. like Tom.
Serena Jacob, Pennsylvania.
There was someone right after Robin. Who was that?
Serena Jacob, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, Selena. We'll see if we get to you. I've got Robin T followed by Selena J. Go for it, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for hosting today. And I'm Robin T, a recovered compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. And I have to say, in addition to this wonderful third step prayer, I've added something on, and that is ask my higher power about almost everything. I just recently had an experience where I asked for who's the next right sponsee for me to sponsor, God, Your will, not mine. I don't know who it is. And I made a couple of requests, like, I'd like to be friends with the person. It would be great if we could be friends together and really have that relationship click. And I decided I have to continue doing God's work, that's for sure. Took someone through the steps, got, she's recovered now, and it was time for a new sponsee. So that's what I did, and lo and behold, the next day, God just showed her to me and put her in my lap. I got a text from someone, and it's a very joyful way for me to live my life. Just keep asking, what is your will for me? Who's the right person? What's the right next step? God, please come into my heart today, because I can't do this by myself. So thanks so much for the opportunity to share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Robin T. from Massachusetts. And Selena J. from Pennsylvania, you're up. Good morning. Selena, you'd need to hit star one to unmute, please. Selena, we can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Thank you very much. I thought I had done that. I'm Jay and from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I am the true version of a compulsive overeater and middle of the night binger. And I've just come back from a pretty horrific relapse. I'm working with my sponsor, and we're about to start Build Story. I am looking at this beautiful step three prayer. I did have recovery for about 2 years, and so I know how much this prayer has meant to me in the past. And I just, I was looking at the very last sentence, and where it says we have to abandon ourselves utterly. And I just decided to look up that word. And it's really interesting because it says completely and without qualification, absolutely, and even with 100%. So it just makes me think it doesn't mean that we can abandon ourselves 98% or 99%. It really has to be 100%. And I was speaking to a wonderful fellow just a few days ago explaining what I've been trying to do when I get up in the middle of the night, such as have hot tea there or have numbers that I can call in another country that are up. And we spoke and it was amazing. And she said to me, I'm hearing all these tools, and of course tools are important, but I haven't heard you mention God. And I just got chills because I do consider myself to be religious and have a strong connection with God, but that the personal element of God, I had been forgetting to bring into all my work. So I'm just so grateful to be here, so grateful for all of you and this meeting. I've been listening every day now, and thank you all for your service. With that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Selena J. from Pennsylvania. And that's all the time we have. We'll now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Jody E., can you please read a vision for you?
Yes, I will gladly. Thank you so much for a wonderful meeting, everybody. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.